This is a great time of year to be thinking about books. If you've got literary friends, books are gifts. If you have relaxed vacation time ahead, books are a pleasure. If you have more family interaction coming than you would like, books are a retreat. Our friend Nancy Pearl has a thing for science fiction and fantasy novels, and she says if you judge a book by its cover, you would think today's recommendation is science fiction.
You are thinking science fiction, and you would be right. At least that's where libraries seem to be shelving it and bookstores. It's called The Race. It's by Nina Allen. It's a first novel, although she's won many awards for her short stories. I had never heard of her. I picked up this book on a whim and just fell in love with it. I don't think it's science fiction. And here's why. This is really a collection of four short stories, longest short stories, with an afterword. And the short stories are tangentially related, but do not follow one upon the other. And it's set in a world that is very much like ours, but different. After some great accident has happened, this is the somewhat dystopian future that we're living in. But the main characters in each of the short stories are different. And this is not a book for people who want answers by the last page, because this is a book where I would say nothing is answered, and there is everything to think about when you finish it. I loved this book, and it was a revelation to me that somebody could write a book without a real plot arc in which everything is tied up neatly at the end. It's a book about language. It's a book about friendship and family and dogs who are modified so that racing greyhounds have a little chip so that they're in constant communication with their runner. It's about the future, but it's not. It's about people and how mysterious people's lives are.
But I would say that aren't the best dystopian or sort of speculative fiction books about those big questions?
They are, but mostly they give some answers.
And there are none.
And there are none. I would argue there are none in this book. And that's what makes this book so special. And this is the kind of book that if you're a science fiction fan, if you're a fan of Brandon Sanderson or Guy Gabriel Kay or Alistair Reynolds or Peter Hamilton, you know, from fantasy to science fiction, I don't think this is going to make you happy. I think that the people who are going to love this are people who like experimental literary fiction. And I like both of those genres. So I was happy with what I would have been happy however she did it. But boy, she did it so well.
This book is called The Race. And the author, Nina Allen's last name is spelled A-L-L-A-N. Sort of a novel, but really sort of four short stories in an afterword. It sounds intriguing.
It's wonderful, Marcy.
Nancy Pearl with KUOW's arts and culture reporter Marcy Silman talking books as they do every week. And you'll find all of Nancy's recommendations at KUOW.org.